And those senators have introduced the Fertilizer Research Act, which would require the USDA to study competition and trends in the fertilizer market to determine their impact on pricing. Democrat Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin is one of the lawmakers co-sponsoring that bill.
In recent years, our farmers have faced a lot of headwinds, and one of those challenges has been the spike in the price of fertilizer. Last year, the cost of fertilizer was like a staggering 30% of the input costs.
And while fertilizer prices have gone up sharply in the past few years, she says the farmers have not been given a good enough reason why.
Our farmers have very little insight into why these prices spiked, how they're determined. And so with this legislation, we're hoping to pull back the veil, if you will, of the competition within this market and be able to craft solutions that address the high costs that farmers are facing.
She says the high prices for fertilizer can have a negative domino effect, impacting not just the ag economy, but the entire U.S. economy.
High fertilizer prices don't just affect our hardworking farmers. They also can result in elevated prices because they limit the amount that farmers might plant if they can only afford a limited amount of fertilizer. So these are serious issues that affect our economy, and we need to have greater insight and information, and that's what this bill would do.
The bill is also co-sponsored by Republican Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst of Iowa. Within 1 year of the bill's passage, the USDA and Economic Research Council would be required to issue a report to investigate several issues, including whether there have been antitrust violations or collusion within the fertilizer industry. I'm CJ Miller.